Spirituality is the theme. Robin Wrigley Carr is the guest, and the topic tonight is spiritual direction. Robin, welcome once more.
Thank you.
Interesting, last week we were talking about having a spiritual friend, somebody that we can get alongside with and intentionally live out the Christian life with and the spiritual life, and somebody we can share with and pray with and confess to, maybe if necessary. Now, my understanding of spiritual direction is that that person gets taken to a whole new level, so to speak. So tell me about a spiritual director and spiritual direction, who they are and what it is.
Last week when we were talking about spiritual friendship, that's when you have two equals, two fellow Christians encouraging each other, and it's a reciprocal relationship. So you're giving to each other, you're praying for each other, you're listening to each other. What we're talking about this week is spiritual direction, which is basically where you have one Christian or fellow pilgrim who is further down the track, perhaps been a Christian for longer, more mature spiritually, and they are encouraging another person. So it's an asymmetrical relationship. Mm. One person is the listener. One person is the encourager. One person is the challenger, if you like, and the other person is getting the benefit, if you like. It's someone that's further down the track that's really trying to help you grow spiritually, not turning a blind eye to sin, teaching you more about prayer. The spiritual director's not telling you what to do, but is really nurturing your spiritual maturity. Some people don't like the word director because it sort of has these overtones of telling you what to do and you just disengaging your own brain, and they prefer the term spiritual mentor. But what's key is that soul stuff, your relationship with God, is what's focused upon. So these days a lot of people have coaches or mentors, and the role might be to critique your ministry, or it might be to encourage you to set goals to get somewhere. But by contrast, a spiritual director is really focusing on the internal, your relationship with God.
Calling you up, drawing you forward, I guess.
Yeah, and it's also, it's not counselling. Spiritual direction's for the emotionally healthy. It's not for those who are in an emotional crisis.
So practically then, how does it work?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of diversity. A spiritual director does not need to be someone who has done specialist training. I mean, there are courses out there, and people can have their business card that says spiritual director, whatever, has a whole lot of letters after it.
It might be the person you don't go to.
Exactly. Yeah, you might even avoid them. I can remember Eugene Peterson saying, if you want a spiritual director, sit in your church and just pray, Lord, is there someone in this church who is godly, a good listener, someone that I really trust, who has wisdom, who's further down the track as a Christian that might be able to encourage me in my relationship with God? And that's sort of a starting point.
Evidencing a certain degree of spiritual maturity themselves.
Yeah, exactly.
Without being sinless.
Who might have the time and have the passion to invest in you. In terms of formal arrangements, you know, a person may meet with their spiritual director once every 6 to 8 weeks. Sometimes they might get a modest payment, or in Catholic settings, often they ask for a donation. Now, I've had a couple of experiences of spiritual direction, and I'll just share one example. When I was studying in Oxford, I received spiritual direction from a Carmelite Anglican nun. She used to say to me that her work was to pray, and so, you know, the Archbishop of Canterbury would give her a big long prayer list, and she would just pray. That was her job. She was a prayerful, wonderful woman, and she encouraged me to pray in different ways. She gave me, you know, literature to read. But I think the greatest benefit of seeing her was that she asked incredibly penetrating questions. And the questions that she asked forced me to reflect upon my life, reflect upon what was going on, and come up with an answer or a response myself that would then make me think, oh, okay. It wasn't like she didn't tell me what to do. She didn't point at my blind spots explicitly. It was, you know,
she drew them out of you.
Exactly.
You could see them yourself.
Yeah, and it was a process of self-discovery.
Why is it so important then? If we've already got, say, a spiritual friend, and we've already got maybe a church pastor in our lives, why should we have a director?
Well, I think there's three issues that spiritual direction can help us to address. And the first is, you know, this whole idea of having a merely rationalistic framework of faith that doesn't really reach where we're hurting a lot of the time. So too often this whole idea of knowledge about God is, it's just not a substitute for actually being in a relationship with God and knowing God. So spiritual direction can help by focusing our attention on the heart relationship with God and really addressing that. Secondly, sometimes we can be overly activist and thus ignorant of our interior. So this whole idea of being involved in too much Christian ministry or activity you know, that can become like a narcotic that starves our souls. And as a result, we can have self-deception dominating our lives because we're just too busy to really reflect. And in a spiritual direction relationship, we're encouraged to balance the active life with the contemplative life. So actually try to put in some of the spiritual disciplines we've talked about over the last 10 weeks into our lives and engage in prayer and solitude. So, you know, having a spiritual director can help encourage us to do that so that we have a more balanced life. Mm-hmm. And I think the third issue that it can help to address is a low view of sin. If we view God as distant, we can have a distant view of sin and lose a sense of conscience. And true realism of sin is only found in the light of intimacy with God. So a spiritual director may be someone that can help us become more intimate with God and also ask the hard questions so that we see those blind points, those areas of pride, whatever it can be, that are areas of sin that are actually blocking our relationship with God.
Yes.
And I think alongside these three points, spiritual direction is indispensable for Christian leaders, for people here in leadership who can be put up on a pedestal in a way that's really unhelpful to them. You know, too often we've seen the gurus that have fallen. A lot of people in leadership just don't have people who will challenge them about their self-love, about their pride, help them see those areas of sin in their life that they're immune to, that it's not seeing. Because everyone else is elevating them and telling them, you're it, you know, you're the answer. You're the Messiah figure who's going to fix everything.
Essential. This person that we're talking about, the spiritual director, they sound like absolute gifts. And I wonder how many people like that there are actually out there who really are good, you know, good listeners, are able to ask penetrating deep questions. How do we find these kinds of people?
Great question. I think an important point to say first too is that finding a good spiritual director is crucial. In terms of what we're looking for, I think an important thing is confidentiality. You want someone that will disclose secrets that you can trust.
Somebody who won't disclose?
That won't tell the world. Someone who's perceptive and insightful, not afraid of life's mysteries. Someone who's godly, that you respect, who you can see is living a godly life. Someone who's prayerful, who's experienced failure in God's redemption and has confidence that it's actually God that changes people's lives, not themselves. They're not trying to be the guru. Someone who's a good listener, as we mentioned before, who gives you space and doesn't have their own agenda for what they want you to become. Someone who's secure, who's not dependent upon you for their own sense of self-worth, who won't let you make them into being some sort of guru or Messiah figure. Someone who respects individual uniqueness and won't try to make you a clone of themselves. Someone with theological competence, has biblical and theological knowledge. Someone who's gentle, who knows that they're a sinner who's been forgiven, so can be gentle and accepting of your failures, not sort of get overwhelmed by them. Someone with intuition, who can see through facades and ask probing questions that may unlock the truth. Someone who's loving, a lover of God and of others. Someone who gives way to the Holy Spirit and helps the directee read the breathings of the Spirit. So a bit of a code.
So apart from Jesus, who else can we find?
So a pretty amazing list. If you find one, tell me.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there are people out there that have some of those attributes.
Yes.
In terms of how you find them, I mean, there are people, as I said, who advertise themselves as spiritual directors. I mean, I've had experiences of going to someone who advertise themselves and then sort of thinking, you're just not the right fit.
I'd imagine that a good spiritual director, like a good counsellor, will actually say, look, let's meet together for a couple of times.
Yeah.
And then there's a freedom after that. If this just isn't working,
yeah,
that's okay.
Exactly.
We can. And there's no hard feelings.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, it's a bit of a click thing, you know. Does this seem right? And I mean, it's saturated in prayer too. And just saying, you know, Lord, I feel I'd love someone to encourage me in this way. Can you bring someone forth? And keeping your eyes open for that too.
All right. A fascinating topic. Spiritual direction. Next week, we're going to basically wrap up this whole series. Very, very sad, Robin.
Yes. Get the tissues out.
5 or 6 week series, and we've gone for what? Nearly 12, I think. So next week, we're going to be talking about a rule of life that in some ways kind of wraps up everything that we've been exploring over the last few weeks and kind of helps us to integrate it into our lives. So should be good. Robin, thanks.
Great. Thank you.
Robin Wrigley-Carr, our guide in spiritual disciplines. Theopenhouse.net.au has the podcast.